And on this nice Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Little temperature change.
A lovely temperature change. You know how you and I are. We do not like it hot. And I'm telling you, it was way too hot this weekend.
You got that right.
Way too hot.
Yep.
Now, this is what I call perfect weather. I mean, even if we get a little rain, you know, here and there, you know, but it's just, fall is like my favorite time of year, I think.
Yep, it can stay this way year-round.
So. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, September is library card sign-up month, and so that's a great opportunity for people to come in here and register for a library card and take advantage of all the wonderful services that we have here at the library. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on. Well, we have our Stuff Your Bag sale. We have a buck a bag. We've got bags here for a book sale. Anyway, and so all you have to do is come on down, and we've got bags outside. You fill a bag with some of those books, and you are set for winter, and you just pay us $1 for it. I just had a few bags go out today, so which is super great.
Yeah, you do that a couple times a year, don't you?
I try to because, you know, unfortunately, people don't like old books. I mean, I like them, but not everybody else does. And so we need to get the old out and the new in, and that's what it's all about here. And so our Buck a Bag sale will go on until the end of September, and then we're back to the regular prices on things. Also tonight, we have paper crafting with Eileen at 7 p.m. The class is full. Just so that people know that, we on Monday have our book club meeting. On Monday the 24th, we are reading Send Down the Rain by Charles Martin. And then we will have our first Lego club on Wednesday the 26th at 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. So if you've got kids in grades 2 through 6, give us a call and register them so that they can come and be creative at the Appleton Library. This week on Wednesday the 17th from 4 to 6 p.m., Steve Stairwood will be here to help you with all your tech needs. If you have some questions about an iPad or a device or a cell phone or the computer, he is here from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday. We've also got a couple of new programs coming up in October, and you'll want to stop on down and see what those things will be. We always have something new and exciting coming up here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, you always do. You always keep busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting, kind of exciting.
Yep.
Then a lot of new books are popping out, so that is super exciting. So if people are looking for some new things to read, J.D. Robb has a new book out called Leverage in Depth. It's a return of the Lieutenant Eve Dallas. Daniel Steele, of course, he's always pumping those books out, has a new one out called In His Father's Footsteps. It's the son of two Holocaust survivors, struggles to become his own person after his marriage falls apart. Depth of Winter by Craig Johnson. If you are a Longmire fan, the Longmire TV series is based on a series of books by Craig Johnson. And his next one is called Depth of Winter with Sheriff Longmire. It takes on the head of a drug cartel in a remote area of northern Mexican desert. Dark Sentinel by Christine Fien. It's the 32nd book in the Carpathian series, so if you are a fan of that. Also new, Delia Owens has Where the Crawdads Sing. In a quiet town on the North Carolina coast in 1969, a woman who survived alone in the marsh becomes a murder suspect. So kind of a, interesting book. there's just so many. J.A. Jantz has a new book called Field of Bones. It's a continuation of a series with Sheriff Joanna Brady. And then there's tons of new nonfiction books, too. I just can't hardly believe all these new things. And you know how I'm always telling you, October is the hot month? Well, I'm guessing the end of September is heating up pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I like the nonfiction books.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. 21 Lessons for the 21st Century is a book. Technological, political, and social issues in the modern era. Every Day is Extra by John Kerry. It's a memoir by the former Massachusetts Senator, Secretary of State, and 2004 Democratic presidential nominee. Yeah, those books are always interesting, too. Small Fry by Lisa Brennan, a memoir about the author's difficult relationship with her father, Steve Jobs. So that would be really interesting book to read. Also, The Good Neighbor by Maxwell King, The Personal, Professional, and Artistic Life of Fred Rogers, the creator and star of the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. And those are just a few because there's just so many new ones. It's kind of exciting in the book world. So keep that in mind and stop on down and find out if your favorite author has a new book that's coming soon or is already out.
Yeah, what's the reason the authors or the publishers release a lot of new books in October? Is there a reason for it?
Oh, jumpstart Christmas.
Really? That, seriously, that's it, huh?
Seriously, you know, I mean, the early bird gets the most sales, I suppose, you know, and I think that's why. I mean, you know, it's to jumpstart those Christmas holiday purchases.
Okay.
And the earlier you start, the more sales you probably get because people are always looking for that stuff all the time.
And that goes for books, too, then.
Yep, that goes for books, too. It goes for almost anything, I think. That's just one heck of a market.
Yeah. Well, I know how much you love Christmas, Cindy. I suppose you're thinking about putting your tree up already.
Well, I did go through my gift closet this weekend.
What's that?
I did go through my gift closet because I'm one of those, I've seen something. That's the perfect gift for someone, and you know I'm going to pick that up. So I'm always organizing all those things,
okay.
Marking things down, keeping track of everything. And yes, already thinking about what I'm going to decorate the Christmas tree with this year. The mini Christmas.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You and my daughter-in-law, Katie, in Montevideo, you and her would get along good. She'd leave her Christmas tree up year-round if she could.
Oh, they're so sparkling and fun. I totally get that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, tell our listeners where's the Appleton Library located and when your hours are, Cindy.
The Appleton Library is located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. You can give us a call at 320-289-1681, or stop in and visit us, or check out our Facebook page and website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.com.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you for the report. This is on the Appleton Public Library. Hey, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds great. You have a great week, too.
Yep. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.